Now, for our responsive reading this morning, if you would turn to Romans, the 8th chapter. In which we are told of the great gift of God and what that gift has done for us. This requires a strong faith. If you understand it, you will have a strong faith. If you understand this, you will be confident of that very thing, that he that hath begun a good work in you will perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. And so this speaks of what has happened to us who are now in Christ Jesus. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death.
This new life that we have received from Christ has made us free. The law here has nothing to do with the Ten Commandments. The word could be translated the principle. Has made me free from the principle of sin and death. That is the portion of mankind. By birth, in Adam all die. In Christ all shall be made alive. And so it is upon this principle, this new life in Christ Jesus, that we have been made free from the principle of sin and death. Isn't that wonderful? How blessed and how wonderful. No condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. And when I say that, you know whether you're in Christ this morning. You're sure of that. You're not saying in your heart if you're redeemed in the blood of Christ, I'm not sure, I don't really know. Well, if you're saying that, you have to become a child of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Because there's one thing the Word of God gives you, and that's confidence. There is therefore now, how much condemnation? No condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, this doesn't mean you'll be sinless. The walk after the flesh means that your habit of life is not fleshly, but your habit of life is in the Spirit of God. Habit of life. What is your habit of life? If your habit of life is fleshly, you're not saved. Simple as that. You may fall into sin, but if your habit of life is in the Spirit, the minute you sin, the grief is so deep that you flee to the Savior. If thou shalt confess thy sins, you say. Confessing our sins. If confession is made to him, we know that he cleanses us from all unrighteousness and forgives us. You see? Wonderful. That's for communion with the Father. Your communion is based upon continual going to him for forgiveness. Cleansing. Remember Peter of old? When Jesus would wash his feet, and he says, not my feet only, Lord, wash me every whit. And he looks at Peter and he said, Peter, thou art clean already. Knowest thou not that only thy feet need washing? Thy walk in the world. You see? You're cleansed every whit. You've been redeemed. There's no condemnation to you, Peter, anymore. You're justified in the blood of Christ. But your walk in the world will defile you. Therefore, confess, be forgiven, and have fellowship with the Father. See? That's fellowship. The third verse I'll read. For what the law could not do, now this is speaking of the law of the Ten Commandments, the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh.
The righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us,
But they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. You see? Flesh, flesh. But they that are after the Spirit do mind the things of the Spirit. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. Notice, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of Christ.
This is a tremendous transaction. God giving you the gift of the Holy Spirit. From that moment on, he looks at the body as dead and the Spirit as life. You see? And when the body is used here, it's spoken of in the sense of the fleshly body. It's going to sin because Paul says, in me there dwells no good thing. In my flesh there dwells no good thing. God has made this body the temple of the Holy Ghost. But as far as God is concerned, forensically, that means judgment-wise, it's dead because he sees you in Christ. He looks down at you, John, Franz, anybody, Howard, all down through here. And he sees you through Christ. And in Christ you are a son of God. And he sees the righteousness of Jesus and his blood cleansing you from sin. And he said, your body is dead because of sin. One day I'm going to give you a new body, fashioned like unto his glorious body in every way. What a day we have, you see. What a day we have to look forward to. We who are redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. You're not in the flesh. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in you.
Therefore, brethren, we are debtors
not only to the flesh, but to the flesh. Now let us read the 13th and 14th together. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. May the Lord add his blessing to this wonderful portion of his precious word.